Broadcasting from CSUN 2011, this is Michael Off for Cerro Talk, and I'm speaking here with Heather from a company called Step Here. It's H-E-A-R is the way it's spelled. Heather, what are you showing here at CSUN this year?
The Step Here system is actually a pinpoint locator that works in tandem with the GPS tracking device for the visually impaired community. And basically what it does is very much like the GPS tracking device, because the nice part about the GPS is that it can guide you into the vicinity and into the direction of where it is that you want to go. But because of satellite capabilities and whatnot, it doesn't ever give you an exact pinpoint location. Let's say, for example, you're walking down the street and you need to go to the bank to actually make a transaction. It will actually guide you into that direction of where the bank is, but it doesn't give you an exact location of where that facility is. So with the Step Here system, the actual base unit itself would be attached to the bank or the ATM or wherever, whatever public facility is that you want to draw attention to. The actual visually impaired individual would carry around a handheld receiving device. When it comes in contact within radio frequency of the base unit, it will actually go off and tell you via vibration and audio signal that there is a base unit around. There are a series of three buttons on the actual the handheld receiver, that you go ahead and you can push one of any, and it will go ahead
Welcome
and allow you to
Welcome to Lloyds Bank City Branch. On entering the bank, the tellers are directly in front of you.
The nice thing about the Step Here system is that, unlike a lot of audio enhancement devices for the visually impaired, usually the speaker is actually on the person's wrist. Albeit, the advantage is that they can hear better because they just have to bring their wrist up to their ear. However, it doesn't exactly give them an actual location. The nice thing about the actual Step Here base unit itself is that, let's say you're 30 feet away from the ATM machine or the branch center or whatever, by locating the actual voice from the main box unit, you know in what direction to walk towards. College campuses, educational centers, government buildings, public transportation, museums. We actually had a person come up yesterday who is actually part of the San Diego Museum System. This would be a great way to be able to show off from an audio standpoint the actual exhibits that are being shown.
What is the cost of this?
For an individual standpoint, the base unit is a very nominal fee of $250. The actual handheld receiver is an additional $50 investment. In the grand scheme of things, when you're looking at a $300 investment with respect to the cost of all of the other mobility enhanced products that are out there, a $300 investment for a personal use is exceptionally well priced. From a business standpoint, obviously, if you're looking at multiple units, there is a multiple unit rate negotiation.
Any kind of volume discounts if someone wants to really equip a large institution, like
Absolutely.
A university or government facility?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. And that can always be negotiated. You know, when you're looking at multiple units, there will always be a multiple unit price negotiation.
Are there any larger facilities that are utilizing this system?
At this point right now, we are looking at breaking ground into the New York public transit system with respect to their subways and their bus transits, where for deaf people, it works well because they actually have LED kiosks that show what the next tram is, what the next bus is that's coming in. That's all well and good for someone who is hearing impaired because they have perfect sense to see what the next public transit is that's coming up. For the actual visually impaired individual, they need to be able to hear what's going on. So we're in contract right now with the New York transit system right now, or in negotiations with them, to be able to actually implement this system into their transit network. In the case of the transit system, you know, over in New York, because of the whole ADA compliance, and they are able to acquire the actual wrist units, and when they go and identify visually disabled individuals who need help and who need assistance, they can actually provide this to them, obviously for a fee, but at that point, I'm sure it would be at a much discounted rate because of what their negotiations with us have been.
How waterproof are these, or susceptible to any kind of damage?
Well, you obviously don't want to stick them in a bathtub.
But I mean, if you get caught in a pouring rain or something, what you
want
to do?
They are weatherproof. They are shockproof and they are tamper-proof.
What's the battery life on these? How do you recharge them? How does that work?
Well, there's two ways that the units actually create life, so to speak. One of them is with a standard 110 AC plug. The other is actually with our solar powered.
Oh, nice. Solar powered. So you can be out.
We also have a solar powered unit. And it has a 200 hour backup battery built into the actual unit itself. In the event, should the actual battery, for whatever reason, happen to die out, at that point, whoever it is that purchased the unit would contact us at, you know, at stephere.com and be able to just get a replacement.
Okay, so that is stephere, STEPHEAR.com, where folks can learn more information, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, Heather, well, thank you very much. And folks can check out this technology. Broadcasting from CSUN 2011 for Sarah Talk, this is Michael Off.